the importance of engaging in spiritual and ritual worship on the eve of Friday, the night of Thursday, is something that is emphasized in the hadith based on the Quranic guidance. So I would like to remind ourselves about the spiritual reason behind this particular emphasis. On this night, we are told that whatever good acts that you performed will be multiplied in reward compared to other nights. Whatever sins you commit in the past week will be forgiven on this night, and you'll be granted extra blessings which can be physical, material, or spiritual. One of the most blessed parts of the night, on any night, is the sahar, the time before the fajr. The Quran has an ayah in Surah Muzzammil, chapter 73, where Allah praises this particular time of the night for ibadah and for recitation of the Quran. In the hadith, we are told that during that part of the night, God engages directly with His servants and brings them closer to Himself. Inna Rabba Ta'ala yunzilu amrahu kulla laylati jumu'a. Allah sends down His special command, His special grace and mercy on the eve of Friday. Fi kulli laylatin fi thuluthil akhir. Every night this happens. The accessibility and the availability of the special blessings from Allah in the last third of the night. But on the eve of Friday, it's not only the last third of the night, it's the whole of the night. Min awwalil layl. And then there is an angel who comes and announces to mankind, wa amamahu malakun yunadi hal min ta'ibin fayutabu alayh. Is there any person who is repentant, who seeks repentance so Allah should grant him? Is there any beggar, a needy person who can pray to God and his prayers shall be granted? So the angels are announcing on behalf of God, the all-merciful, the all-forgiving, the all-pardoning, the all-blessing one. But then not everybody seems to be hearing. We may be distracted, we may be diverted, we may be pre-engaged with some other lowly material activities. But whenever then you experience a sense, any part of this night, eve of Friday, you experience a sense and a willingness and a readiness, a softening of the heart. The soul is beginning to listen. The soul is becoming alive and activated.